Gildan Media, a division of Recorded Books, presents Personal Finance for Dummies, 9th edition, by Eric Tyson, MBA. Narrated by Stephen J. Cohen. Introduction. You're probably not a personal finance expert, for good reason. Historically, Personal Finance 101 hasn't been offered in our schools. Not in high school, college, or even graduate programs. Thankfully, a small but growing number of schools are offering personal finance-type courses. Some even use Personal Finance for Dummies as a textbook. However, even if you got some financial education and acquired some financial knowledge over the years, you're likely a busy person who doesn't have enough hours in the day to get everything done. Thus, you want to know how to diagnose your financial situation efficiently and painlessly to determine what you should do next. Unfortunately, after figuring out which financial strategies make sense for you, choosing specific financial products in the marketplace is often overwhelming. You have literally thousands of investment, insurance, and loan options to choose from. Talk about information overload. To further complicate matters, you probably hear about most products through advertising that can be misleading, if not downright false. Of course, some ethical and outstanding firms advertise, but so do those that are more interested in converting your hard-earned income and savings into their short-term profits. And they may not be here tomorrow when you need them. Perhaps you've ventured online and been attracted to the promise of free advice. Unfortunately, discerning the expertise and background and even identity of those behind various blogs and websites is too often impossible. And as I discuss in this book, conflicts of interest, many of which aren't clearly disclosed, abound online. Despite the development of new media and new financial products and services, folks keep making the same common financial mistakes: procrastinating and lack of planning, wasteful spending, falling prey to financial salespeople and pitches, failing to do sufficient research before making important financial decisions, and so on. This book can keep you from falling into the same traps and get you going on the best paths.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?